Lord, you are, Lord, you are so great. Lord, you are, Lord, you are so great. Alagbara unla oba. Come on, let's worship God. You do great and mighty things. We see Iwaluluwa. Eh, alagbara nla oba oba. You do great and mighty things. Oba oba. Ey alagbara oba oba, oh alagbara oba oba, ey alagbara elamanesha oba oba, Lord you are. Lord, you are so great. Lord, you are. Lift up your hands to him. Lord, you are so great. You are the miracle worker. 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 Lord, you are. Shalabareboro saraba. Lord, you are so great. Ay, 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 ay. Tonight, we give you praise tonight, God. We worship you tonight. We honor you tonight, God. We give you praise tonight. The one who loves us so dearly. The one who loves us so, so much. We give you praise tonight. We give you praise tonight. Lord, you are. Lord, you are so great. Ay, 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 yeah. Oh, zalabaya dabayandia. Oh, Zana Bandiga Banye. I want us to worship Jesus. Aye, Dabada Bahande. Oh, Shana Mande Bayate Ada. Oh, Kambalia To Shadabariande. Let melodies flow from your heart to him. Let melodies flow from your heart to him. Abba Suliadesha. Suliadesha, Suliadesha, oh Shananande, let melodies flow from your heart, let melodies flow from your heart, Magaduza Badiatosa, Ekabande Badadosa Yandea, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, precious Jesus, precious Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We honor you. We honor you. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing with this ministry, for what you're doing with when ladies gather, for the lives you're changing, lives you're transforming, lives you're setting on fire for you. Thank you, Father, for sending us forth, for commissioning us. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing with when ladies gather. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Manda koshala bahaya. Amen. You know, I saw something awesome about Jesus, you know, today. Just reading Matthew chapter 7. Amen. And I was really blessed. You know, a leper came to meet Jesus and said, I've read it before, you know, several times, but I was just blessed again. A leper said that, if you want to heal me. And Jesus looked at him and said, I want to. And he healed him. Amen. And then that same chapter, we see a Roman soldier, you know, coming to Jesus and saying that my servant is, you know, not well and all of that, that he wants Jesus to heal him. And then Jesus said, I will come to heal him. And then the man said, you are too dignified to come to my house. And it wasn't like he was trying to scope Jesus. He was actually too dignified to be going to people's houses as on demand. Like, Jesus, somebody needs healing right now. Can you come over? Like, before you can open your mouth to tell Jesus that kind of thing, looking at him, you know, the glory and all of that upon him, I mean. But this man perceived Jesus. He knew, like, what Jesus was carrying. But yet still, we see Jesus, you know, in a place where his heart is for the people. His heart is to serve people. His heart is to meet the needs of people. Jesus was a need meter. Amen. Glory to God. He came to meet the needs of people. Hallelujah. You know, and Jesus said, I will come. Amen. It's just like, you know, telling Baba Deboe right now, and then we all know how great he is, and then telling him that, my child is going through this and this, and then Baba Deboe telling you that he's going to come. You know, it's first going to startle your mind, like, Baba Deboe said he's going to come. Like, I mean, you know, that just shows you the kind of heart this person has. Amen. Jesus wasn't just walking the face of the earth like some boss, jiget, although he was God. Amen. But he demonstrated a heart that is here to meet our needs. He showed us that, see, I am here to solve your problems. He showed us that, see, there is nothing too stressful for me to do. There is nothing too difficult for me to do. There is nothing that you want me to do that is like you're going to bother me. Amen. The Bible says that the Lord, you know, his eyes goes to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart are perfect towards him. You know, when I think about that scripture, when I look at what happened in Matthew 7, I'm just seeing a God who is interested in meeting the needs of people, who is looking for whose needs he would meet, who is looking for whose need he would supply, who is looking for whose body he will heal, who is looking for whose life is going to set on fire. That's the Jesus that we have. Amen. That's the Jesus that we have. If you've ever had this mindset that whenever you meet Jesus, like going to Jesus with your problem is like, I don't want to bother God with this thing, let that mentality go tonight. Amen. Glory to God. You can never be a bother to God. You can never bother him. Hallelujah. The Bible says that, you know, God, he gives good gifts. Amen. He gives good gifts liberally. Hallelujah. With no shadow of turning. Amen. It says, you know, every good and perfect gift comes from above. It comes from the Father, with whom there is no, you know, variableness. There is no partiality. He's not going to be stressed with the fact that you're coming to ask him for this. Hallelujah. God is hungry
to meet your needs. Much more than you want that thing, God wants it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, your school fees is due. Your house rent is due. You need an apartment. I want you to see Jesus like he really wants it solved. He wants you to have a house. He wants your house rent paid. Not just your house rent paid, but he wants you to even be a landlord yourself, a landlady. Hallelujah. That's the Jesus that we are serving. Glory to God. Some of you feel you've allowed the enemy cook up this mindset that when you go to Jesus for him to, you know, with prayers, you feel like, this thing is going to be stressful for Jesus. Like, Jesus is just going to turn his face away. You know, he's willing. Amen. Glory to God. Like that leper came to Jesus. It says, if you want to, see, Jesus wants to. Jesus said, I want to heal you. Like, Where else would I be here if I'm not going to heal you, if I don't want to heal you? Hallelujah. Why else would there be a God if he's not going to meet our needs, if he's not going to come true for us, if he's not going to sustain us? Why would he say he's our Father? The Bible calls him our Father. 1 John 3 verse 1, right? It says that how much of the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God. Why will God bring us, you know, into sonship, you know, bring us into his family if he's not ready to take upon himself the responsibility of fathering us? Hallelujah. So I want you to say this: God is responsible for me. Hallelujah. God is willing to take care of me. Oh, glory to God. I want you to say, God is willing. He is willing to take care of me. Oh, glory to God. This simple revelation is going to change someone's life forever. I want you to say it again and again. God is responsible for me. And God is willing. He is willing to take care of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. This is still the month of June. And we are still looking at Jesus, the God, the game changer. Amen. I believe this series has been a blessing to you. Hallelujah. You know, God is faithful. In fact, I was listening to Stuck on You. He's Stuck on Us, a message of last month. And he really ministered to me. Like, he really ministered to me last night. You know, although the audio at some point wasn't very clear. I'm still going to redo the part from the part where it wasn't clear. Amazing word. You know, God's word is not just for, you know, us here. It's also for me too as well. So I encourage us to, you know, ensure that we listen to these messages. They are available for free on my website. Hallelujah. Just go there, download, you know, and let God minister to you. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, we're going to be continuing the series, Jesus the Game Changer. Glory to God. I'm so excited in my heart. I mean, last week we looked at how that, you know, virtue comes out of the Word of God. And, you know, God began to show us how that when we read the Word of God, we should have the attitude of drawing virtue from the Word. You know, we should have the heart of drawing virtue from God's word, drawing power from God's word. Hallelujah. Because God's word changes men. We shouldn't just approach the word of God like some newspaper. Hallelujah. We should approach the word of God with a desperate heart, with a heart that is hungry. You know, looking at the woman with the issue of blood, she was desperate to encounter Jesus, to get her healing. She had made up her mind that if I touch the hem of his garment, I am going to be whole. And she did it, and that was what happened to her. Hallelujah. And it made us to understand that Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. Amen. There is no physical Jesus for us right now to go and hold any hem of any garment. Amen. But we have the Word of God. The Bible says in the book of John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 says that the Word of God became flesh and dwelt amongst men. So before that Jesus that she touched the hem of his garment, he was actually the Word of God. And now that he has returned to, you know, sit at the right hand of God, we have God's Word with us, and so also we have Jesus with us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, God's word is Jesus. Jesus is the word of God. Amen. So when you have God's word, you can at any time hold the hem of his garment and draw virtue from it and draw power from it to meet your needs. Amen. But tonight we're going to be looking at something, amazing, you know, still on that matter, that encounter, on that Mark 5. Amen. Mark chapter 5 verse 30. Father Lord, I ask, O God, that you speak through me tonight. I ask, O God, for light. I ask, O God, for insight. Lord, let it not be me speaking. Father, Lord, many of your daughters are here with needs that I don't know about. Father, Lord, as I speak, O God, Lord, as I teach your word tonight, Father, Lord, I ask that you meet their needs in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5 verse 30. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh, Jesus, you're too faithful to disappoint me. Aye, what you said you would do, that is what you will do. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All right, Mark chapter 5 verse 30, amen. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Hallelujah. I want us to read it again. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Jesus did not say, who touched me? Jesus did not say, who touched my leg? Jesus did not say, who touched my hand? Jesus said, who touched my clothes? But where did the virtue come out of? Oh, Father, thank you. Where did the virtue come out of? The virtue came out of him. Jesus immediately noticing that virtue had come out of him. So he was the one carrying the virtue, right? He was the one, the virtue, you know, was loaded in Jesus, you know, himself, in himself was loaded with virtue. And I made us understand that the Greek word of that, you know, meaning of that word, virtue, means dunamis. Dunamis means power. So Jesus was loaded with power, power to meet different kind of needs. Hallelujah. The power in Jesus, you know, when the woman that had issue of blood came, touched his clothes, healed that, you know, plague that has been afflicting her for 12 years. Hallelujah. So what was in Jesus? Jesus was loaded with power. Power to meet any, every kind of need. As long as the person who is coming to receive from that power knows exactly what they want to receive. Amen. Glory to God. Tonight's word is going to bless somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, tonight God want us to know that there is a portal, a transmission pipeline for the power of God to flow from his word. Amen. Glory to God. You know, for this woman's case, the transmission process was clothes. Glory to God, was clothes. The power in Jesus needed a transmission, a transfusion, somewhere to transfuse, somewhere to transmit. And what the, you know, word of God used was clothes, clothes, The woman said, if I may just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be whole. So she touched his clothes, and the power of God transfused from the clothes of Jesus to meet her. But remember, Jesus said that virtue had come out of him. It was not his clothes that the virtue came out of. It was him. The clothes was the transmission, you know, process, the transmission pipeline, do you get, to meet her. You know, while I was meditating on this, the word of the Lord came to me and said that the word of God, the power that is in the word of God, would always need a transmission process, a transmission means, somewhere, you know, something to transmute. And the truth is, a lot of believers do not know this. They carry the Bible, you know, some people put it under their pillow, and they think that that is what is going to help them, but that's not what is going to help your situation. Amen. Glory to God. There is a portal that gives, you know, that the word of God, the power in God's word, would pass by to meet your needs. And do you know what that portal is? Do you know what that portal is? Should I tell you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, this is it. The spoken word of God is actually the release portal of the power of God embedded in the word of God. Amen. I'll take it again. The spoken word of God is the release portal of the power of God that is embedded in the word of God. Or let's put it so you can understand. The spoken word of God is the release portal of the power of the dunamis that is embedded in the word of God. You know, a lot of people were touching Jesus, were touching his clothes, touching everywhere, you know, but one woman came and touched his clothes. And then power came out of him. Hallelujah. What was the difference? Amen. Why was our own touch different? Why was our own touch different? You know, when Jesus said, who touched my clothes? It sounds like, Brother J, like, a lot of people are touching you here. Like, this is like a crowd. A lot of people are crouching and, you know, touching you, so and we don't understand what you're saying. Jesus was like, who is that person that touched me and drew virtue? That touched my clothes and drew virtue out of me. Now, why was this woman's touch different? Why was her, you know, encountering the word of God, why was it different? I'll tell you tonight, it was different because of Mark 5 verse 28. This woman has said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Tonight, when ladies gather, community, I want to ask you, what are you saying? What are you saying with your mouth? What are you releasing? What kind of word are you releasing out of your mouth? If you desire Jesus to change the game for you, if you desire to see the game changer at work in your life, you have to speak the right kind of words. Amen. You have to speak the right kind of words. You know, many of the testimonies that you will see in Jesus' healing ministry, these people came with sentence, phrases, you know, of, I know you can do this, Lord. I know you can do this. And even when some of them will speak, you know, doubt, he would reiterate what they are saying. Like when Lazarus died, and then the sister was saying that he's dead. And Jesus was like, I'm talking about the fact that I am the resurrection and life. Amen. Like, there is always something about the word of God being spoken out. Amen. Jesus didn't just go to the grave of Lazarus and then just kept quiet and then just laid hands. He spoke, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead arose. Amen. What are you saying? What are you saying with this your mouth that you have? This your mouth. What are you saying with it? When you wake up in the morning, what do you declare? What do you declare concerning your day? What do you declare concerning the works of your hands? What do you say concerning your life? What are you saying? What are you saying? Are you speaking forth God's word? Or are you speaking forth the situation? Remember, Jesus said, "Who touched my clothes?" And remember that the woman has said, "If I may but touch his clothes." See, what you say is what you get. If you've never believed this before, I want you to believe it tonight. What you say is what will happen to you. Hallelujah. This woman in pain, 12 years, made a declaration concerning Jesus, concerning a meeting with Jesus. She made a declaration concerning a meeting with Jesus. And she said, "If I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole." She didn't say, "If I may but touch his clothes, maybe I will be well. Maybe I will not be well." She said, "If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole." And then she did it. And then Jesus said, "Who touched my clothes?" Jesus was trying to say, "Who touched my clothes and drew power out of my clothes to be whole?" What are you saying concerning God's word? Are you speaking forth God's word? What are you saying with your mouth? What are you saying concerning that situation? You are saying, "Oh, TME, you won't understand. It's complicated." Is it as complicated as a woman with 12 years of affliction? Yet she still had the courage to say something, to make a declaration. Why won't you stand up out of that situation and begin to declare what you want? Why have you allowed the enemy to tie your mouth? Hallelujah. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Thank God it was just our vagina that was bleeding. It wasn't our mouth that was bleeding. Amen. You still have a mouth. Why don't you speak? Glory to God. Don't tell me that the situation is bad. I will ask you, is your mouth still working? Amen. Is your mouth still working? If your mouth can still pronounce, can still declare, come on, begin to use your mouth and call things that be not as though they were. Glory to Jesus. You want Jesus to change the game for you? You have to believe in your heart. And you have to confess with your mouth. That was how you got born again. Your spiritual life game changed. The old man left. And then the new man came into your life. When you believed in your heart and you used your mouth to confess Jesus as Lord. Who told you that with that same mouth, having believed God's word, that you can't change that situation, that you can't bring yourself out of lack? I mean, if you begin to say consistently, you know, from now to the end of the year, you say it every day, that I increase in wealth, the works of my hands are blessed. Oh, my hand work is being recommended. People recommend me. In the name of Jesus, God supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. God pours me out a blessing of which I don't have room enough to contain it. Oh, I am a delightsome land. People delight in my services. People delight in my goods. People delight in my brand. Oh, I am well sought after. I am highly sought after. I am the head. I am not the tail. I am going places. Oh, my name and my fame is spread abroad. Oh, I increase on all sides. In the name of Jesus. Who says I should begin to say this from now to the end of the year? That before, you know, you come out of this year, you won't see something. You won't see increase. Hallelujah. It depends on how hungry you want it. How bad you want it. This woman made one declaration. She said, or maybe not one, maybe she has been saying it, but that day, it was the day, "If I may but touch," because she had been hearing about Jesus. The Bible says she had been hearing about Jesus. She was like, wow, he has been coming to her heart. I mean, that means this Jesus I've been hearing about, he can save my situation. Okay, she wake up next morning. "I need to meet this Jesus. I've heard that he healed the blind, casted out demons." Faith was being built in her heart. That's why the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
But the truth is this, that my spiritual father, you know, taught, faith goes out by speaking. Amen. If you are not speaking, nothing is going to change in your life. You may hear and hear and hear, hallelujah, and keep hearing, but if you never stand up to declare, so gada bada 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 baha. If you never stand up to declare, you will remain on that spot. So what are you saying? What do you desire? What are you going to say, you know, concerning that situation? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 4. It says, God calls things that be not as though they were. God calls things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Are you going to start speaking forth the things that be not as though they were? Or you are going to be calling them as thieves? Amen. Glory to God. You may not have 5 naira in your bank account right now, but God wants you to call the things that be not as though they were. Amen. He wants you to speak forth and say, I am blessed. He wants you to speak forth and say, I have abundance. He wants you to speak forth and say, I am blessed. Hallelujah. This was what we saw happen for Abraham. Amen. God called Abraham, who was barren. I mean, if you were even Abraham's relative then, you just be like, you're not going to adopt children like this. You know. But God was telling him that you are a father of many nations. God was saying, I have made you a father of many nations. Could it be that right now you're looking at yourself that you can't afford a square meal, one square of meal? And God is looking at you and saying, I have made you a provider of food for the helpless. I have made you a wealthy woman. It's high time you begin to start declaring what God has said about you. Hallelujah to God. You may not even have a clue concerning the specific thing that God has said about you. Alright, but I want you, if you can go into the Word of God and begin to fetch out those scriptures, amen, concerning prosperity, amen, those scriptures that don't look like that are like the opposite of what you are going through, amen, and you begin to declare it, glory to God, that's calling things that be not as though they were, and it will definitely come to pass, hallelujah, because it is a law. What you say is what you will get. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Some of you are too quiet. That is why there's nothing working in your life. You're not saying anything. Amen. And even some of you that are even saying, you're not even saying big things. Amen. You're not speaking for the word. You're not talking with desire. You're not talking with hunger. Hallelujah. Hey. I remember one time, I was going through a particular sickness. I mean, this sickness, oh my God. You know, a time we come, I will share this thing before the whole world. It was a very embarrassing, you know, ailment for me. Had managed it, you know. Cried, did self-pity, asked question, God, why me? La, 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 la. Felt that, God was because of it. Alright, I later renewed my mind that God is not the one causing this thing. Amen. I started getting into joy flow. Glory to God. One day it happened. I had had enough of it. And when the moment it happened, I remember it was in the middle of the night. It was as though I was talking, I talked to the devil. I woke up and I said, not anymore. In the name of Jesus. No more. I cast you out. Something that I've been suffering since. As far back as 2013. In that moment, it stopped. I knew in my heart that this thing is enough. Amen. Glory to God. Maybe the situation has not embarrassed you very well. Maybe the time that it embarrassed you very well, you start to talk. You start to release, you know, power from the Word of God. I've been listening to God's Word. You know, I've been listening to God's Word, storing in virtue, storing in dynamis in my heart. Listening to God's Word. But I was not releasing it because I wasn't speaking with desire. I wasn't speaking. Amen. But that moment, I spoke forth with desire. And that was the end of it. It will never come. It has never come back. All through since I was born, I've never had that space of that sickness not coming back. Amen. It is gone for good. Hallelujah. You're listening to me right now. You've been listening to God's word. Feeding your heart to God's word. Your Bible plan, you don't miss it. Almost all the scriptures concerning prosperity, you know. Almost all the scripture concerning health, you know. Yet, you are the one that is carrying igbese, carrying problem, carrying this, carrying that. You have stored dunamis in your heart. It's time for you to begin to release that dunamis. It's time for you to begin to give expression to that dunamis. And like I said, the spoken word is the release portal for the dunamis that is embedded in God's word. You have hid God's word in your heart. Alright, you meditate on God's word, but you need to release it by speaking it out, by speaking it forth. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to release it. The woman with issue of blood, she has actually, a miracle had happened in her heart. Hey, it didn't happen to her. Because the Bible says she has been hearing of Jesus. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So she had this assurance that, see, Jesus is going to be the game-changing point for me. She already knew it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So she made that declaration that if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Hallelujah. Her touching, you know, the garment of Jesus was just the contact point. Amen. Glory to God. And power came out and our solution was, you know, solved. Hallelujah. Some of you, you've been hearing God's word in church. You've been hearing God's word, you know, in Boiling Ladies Gather, you've been hearing God's word. Some of you that, you know, you listen, you view my status, you've been hearing God's word. All right, glory to God. You've been seeing, you know, posts on online faith, you know, amazing, inspiring posts. You've been seeing what God can do, how God changes people. You've seen all of these things. It's time to begin to release God's word. Hallelujah. And as you release God's word, it may look like nothing is happening. Amen. No, don't think that nothing is happening. Something is happening. Hallelujah. It may just be one day you step out of your house and then you just meet a man and says, young lady, there is just something about you. I don't know you from anywhere, but I have a leading to help you. That's contact point. That's virtue being pulled out that day. And says, take my card, call me. I would love to favor you. I would love to loan you business money for your business. Don't pay me back until you are ready to pay me back. I've heard testimonies like that. Hallelujah. See, God is no respecter of persons. The Bible says in Romans 10 that there is neither Greek nor Jew. He is rich unto all that call upon his name. I want you to be angry at the level that you are, at what is not working in your life, and say, Father, no more. In the name of Jesus, I have heard of how you gave someone a miracle job, a miracle baby, a miracle car, a miracle appointment. Father, I want my own. Father, it's time for my own. In the name of Jesus.
Hey, hallelujah, my God reigns. Hallelujah, my God reigns, forever you reign, hallelujah.
Glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Mark chapter 11 verse 23. Amen. You know, before the scripture, Jesus was hungry and he saw a fig tree full of leaves and he thought that he's going to see something to eat. And then he got there, he was disappointed. He was disappointed. Amen. But what was his response? If you read that encounter, Jesus said, Jesus' response to the fig tree was to speak back to it. Amen. The Bible says, and Jesus said to the fig tree. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some of you, when situations, you know, when things, you know, disappointed, you're not seeing anything. Why? No, that's not how we live. Amen. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He showed us how we live the divine life. Amen. Jesus, you know, encountered disappointment. But he didn't shut up. He didn't shut up and say, well, such is life. In this country, that's how it is. When you want to eat, you can't find food. You apply for a job, you cannot see. Sensitive everywhere, they say there's no job. Well, let's just keep going. in this life, is who see man that marry. Some people are not meant to marry. Blah, 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 blah. You're just saying nonsense. Amen. But look at Jesus. He met a situation that wasn't palatable. Oh, he responded back. No man eats fruit of thee ever again. Hey, the fig tree heard him. Hallelujah. The fig tree heard Jesus. Just like when they were sinking. That should be in Matthew chapter 8. They were sinking. You know what it is for a ship to be sinking? It's like the thing sinking, like sinking. Not they were floating, sinking. Jesus was asleep. But when Jesus woke up, I was like, why are you guys afraid? I'm like, God, Jesus, can't you see that we are sinking? You are saying we should not be afraid. But see, there's a way the divine life sees situation. Oh, there's a way the divine life responds to situation. There's a way we are meant to respond to things. We're not meant to panic. We're not meant to panic. That's the word for somebody. We're not meant to panic. Boat was sinking. And Jesus said, why are you afraid? Where is your faith? And then he spoke to the wind, be still. And then the wind became still. Amen. At the point of sinking, Jesus' response was speaking. At the point of sinking, Jesus' response was speaking. At the point in your life when you are sinking, when it seems like everything is gone, beloved, baby girl, you have to speak. Your response should be speaking. Your response should be speaking. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. And he said, no man eats of you ever again. The fig tree heard him. The fig tree heard him. Amen. And see, if you have the Holy Ghost in you, you have the Spirit that was at work in Jesus. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. You know, my TLB translation calls in Romans 8, it says the Spirit of Christ. It says if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Amen. That's the KJV now. If the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that same Spirit shall quicken your mortal body. The Spirit that was at work in Jesus when he was operating in those dimensions is the same Spirit that is at work in you. What are you doing with that Spirit? What are you doing with that Spirit? What are you releasing forth? What are you speaking for? What are you saying? Don't you know your words are not ordinary? Amen. Your words are not ordinary. Those people who are into the occultic, into the, you know, demonic world, they know that their words are not ordinary. But you that have the one with the power, the one who is, who the Bible says that all power belongs to God. The one who is carrying the custodian of all the power. You're not even conscious that your words are not ordinary. Oh, I want you to say, my words are not ordinary. My words are not ordinary. My words carry power. My words carry power. My words carry power. Hallelujah to God. Those people who you see in the occultic world, they would have, you know, put themselves with so many rituals and some rub themselves with so many things, bath themselves with so many things, touch their tongue with so many things. Amen. You, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, amen. When you study the word, meditate on the word, listen to the word, you are here for retreat. Some people are sleeping. Amen. That's what you're doing. You're baptizing yourself with the power of God. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. This is the power of God. This is our weapon. Amen. The word of God. Praise. We've been praising God. You think all the time you're praising God, shaking your waist, shaking your this, it's just for waste. No, you are encapsulating yourself with power. But now it's time to begin to speak. You say no, you will not speak. But not anymore. Come on, say not anymore. Hallelujah. Jesus looked at the fig tree and changed the game of that fig tree forever. Hey, he says, no man eat of you ever again. Hiya. So, can I change the game in my life by speaking forth the word of God? By speaking forth the word of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mark 11, verse 23. Jesus now told them, see, you guys, I'm operating by law here. Let me teach you people something. He said, if thou shalt say unto a mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, but you believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, Jesus said, you will have whatsoever you say it. Amen. Jesus made it clear, you will have whatsoever you say. The woman said, if I may touch his cloak. If she said, if I may touch his leg. You know, that's where the virtue will come from. But she said, if I may touch his cloak. Hallelujah to God. Amen. So she already, she used her mouth to even determine the process the word of God will pass through. Hallelujah to God. She used her mouth. Amen. The Roman soldier used his mouth to determine how his servant will be made whole. Jesus said, okay, I'll come to your house. Matthew 7. He said, no, don't worry. I'm a man under authority. I have soldiers under me. I tell them come and they come. I tell them go and they go. I know you have authority. Speak to my servant and we'll be whole. Just like, really? What great faith. Wow. What you have believed has been done for you. Go home. Amen. So it means that this one you're saying, God, why me? God, why? Was like, God is also saying to you, why not use your mouth? This has nothing to do with me. I've already given you all things that pertains unto life and godliness. Why are you not using your mouth? Why are you not speaking forth? Hallelujah to God. Why are you not believing the things that be not as though they were? Hallelujah to God. Are there ladies ready to change the game in their lives tonight? By speaking forth God's word. By speaking and making declarations. Hallelujah. We're going to make some declarations and then we're going to pray. Glory to God as we go into the next thing on the retreat program. Amen. We're going to declare God's word. Amen. And then we're going to pray. Hallelujah to God.
Ebrono gozobre iliado shata e kabana tu sataya. I want us to take this confession in faith. In the name of Jesus, I am not poor. Jesus became poor that I might be rich. Therefore, I decree and declare that I am rich. I am wealthy. I am rich. I am wealthy. In the name of Jesus, I am the head. I am not the tail. I am not a failure. I am a success. Therefore, everything that I do succeeds. I am blessed. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruit in season. My leaves do not wither. I am a fruitful vine. Whatsoever I do is blessed. In the name of Jesus, because I am the seed of Abraham, and therefore I am blessed. So therefore I am blessed. The blessing makes things work for me. The blessing increases me. The blessing multiplies me. Oh, I am fruitful. In the name of Jesus, the Lord supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. I call my needs met. In the name of Jesus, I call my need met. I call that need met. Call that need met right now. Call that need met right now. Call that need met right now. I call things that be not as though they were. I release dynamics by speaking forth. By speaking forth, I call that need met. I call that be paid. In the name of Jesus, for those of you looking for a job, I want you to call yourself employed. I am employed in the name of Jesus. Oh, whatever it is you look for, call it as though they are already here.
Call it forth. Call it forth. Call it forth. Call it forth. You need a job. You need an apartment. Call it forth. I call forth my apartment. I have a house. I have a house. I have a job. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Kalabarabaro Shande Boloho Shande Bolotosa. The Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. The Bible says he's rich unto all that call upon his name. I want you to pray and say, Father, not anymore. I am tired of this situation. I am tired of this particular place. I desire increase. I desire increase. I don't know what it is you want. I don't know what it is that has been happening. Whatever it is you're not comfortable with, I want you to speak it forth and call it forth before the Lord and pray and declare. Express your desires to him and, you know, pray and then declare that this thing is over. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to know that your words carry power. If there's anything you should take from tonight's meeting, is that your word carries power. And the action point is that you need to make up your mind to start speaking God's word, releasing dynamics, releasing virtue by speaking for the word of God. Amen. Don't think that what you just declared is just empty words. No. That woman with the issue of blood knew that her words are not empty. Because she said, if I would touch his garment, I will be whole. She knew that, man, something has to happen. With this thing that I've said in my mouth, with my mouth, I must get my testimony as I meet with Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So you're not just speaking empty words. You are speaking God's plan and purpose for your life. You're speaking for the will of God. You're speaking for God's desire for you. God wants you to be the head, doesn't want you to be the tail. So why won't I say it? Why won't you say it? Amen. That's God's word for you. That's God's will for you. So you're speaking for God's will. So his will is his word. So it carries power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So I want you to know that your words carry power. So be mindful of what you say. Amen. If you don't have money to buy some, don't say, I will never buy this in my life. Alright, just say, I'll buy this soon. I'm blessed. Alright, don't say, I can't afford it. I can never afford it. No, I'm blessed. I'll buy it soon. Alright, I may not have the money now, but I'll buy it soon. Do you understand? Amen. Alright, that brings us to the end of tonight's teaching at his feet. See you next week. Amen. Okay, so let's proceed to our retreat. The next thing we have on the retreat, is we want to read Proverbs 31 in 3 translations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People will make the message available to us to listen to it over and over again. Alright, share it with your friends. Alright, this could be someone's word, someone's missing link. Be a blessing to people. Our messages are free. Glory to God. Bless lives with it. Amen. Glory to Jesus.